Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kiro o Sirugin. He read the Megillah. Sirugin means in bits and pieces. What it means is, he read a little bit, he waited, he walked out, he went to the bathroom, he came back, he took a coffee break, he came back. That's okay. That's called reading it. Umisnamnim, l'chor is a different case. Misnamnim is somebody who dozes off, so l'chor he didn't hear it. So the Gemara has a definition over here that it uses in different places in Tzitznagim Psochim and other places in Chas. There's a hagdora of a person who's not really sleeping. He's in a semi-sleep type of state. The Gemara says if you call his name, he'll be able to answer. If you ask him a question, he'll be able to say, yeah, no. But if you ask him something, he won't be able to give information. He's like half asleep. The Gemara calls it nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. He's not up. Nim is to sleep. So he's not really sleeping. Tir v'loy tir is up. He's not really up. Something in between. A semi-state of being awake. So Mela, because of that, if a person had read for him in that state, he's Yotze. Chayr being that he's not so conscious in a thoughtful way, you'll have to say that the fact is he started the beginning and he had kavanah to be Yotze. That kavanah to be Yotze defines his whole listening. You want to know, did the words go into his ear? Did he hear the information? Yes. Even though he's in a semi-awake state, he heard it, so Mela is Yotze. Obviously not the way to be Mekayim HaMitzvah, but he's Yotze. Hoye Koisvo, Dorsho Magia. He's writing a Megillah, he's a Sefer, he's writing it. He's darshaning, he's reading the Psukim, and he's reading each word, and he's Mefarishit. Vaisas, the Hefzik is not a problem. He's involved in the Megillah. Umagia, or he's editing a Megillah, so he goes over all the, and he reads all the Psukim. Im Kivin Libe Yotze, he has to be Mechaben. Now, here the Psha is not so poshut. The Rav says, "I'm kiven liboy lotzis bekriyazu." He had kavonah to be yotzo, so then he's yotzo. If not, now you have to say Mishnah Brachos, by the way. Bepashas, this means that a mitzvah you have to have kavonah to be yotzo. The problem is that zasugi aruchim psachem daf kuf yudal and Rosh Hashanah chof ches whether mitzvah tzrichas kavonah. If somebody picks up a lulav, he meant to pick it up. It didn't mean to be Yotze the mitzvah. It's a machloikis in the Gemara. It's a suffix, how we paskin, whether you Yotze the mitzvah or not. So according to Mandama, mitzvah kavanah, this mission makes perfect sense. According to Mandama, mitzvah einum tzrichas kavanah, what you're going to have to say is that there's a very big difference between somebody who, like we said, picks up a lulav, or he wraps tefillin around his arm. He's doing the maisa without kavanah lotzes. The shaila is it a maisa mitzvah or not? Is it Yotze the chavosei? But over here, he didn't mean to read it b'chlal. He's a misasik. What he meant to do was he didn't mean to read it straight. He meant he read pasuk by pasuk, where he's darshaning, he's thinking about the pasukim, or he's really reading it in order to see if it's written properly. He's writing, so he speaks it out. Bechlal is not mecham to do the maisa kriya. So that would be not yotzei dechavoso, even according to the mandama mitzvahs, ein tzrichas kavanah. Hoyse ksuva b'sam. This is a very important halacha in Hilchos Safras. Some of the halachas of Hilchos Safras have their makor over here in Maseches Megillah. Where else should they be in Shas? Which other Masechta discusses the writing and the reading of Kisvei Kodesh? So we have over here different materials that one could write with. They're not defined as Dyo. You have the same halacha in Hilchos Gittin, a Gemara in the second parak in Gittin. There are different types of tint or dye that could be used to definitely make letters on a paper. They don't have a din of dyoi. Al aniyor v'al adiftera, he wrote on paper, which is not parchment. Chazal's times, it wasn't paper like by us made out of wood. It was made out of grass. This is what the Egyptians left over their hieroglyphics on. Diftera is taka made out of or it's taka made out of skin of an animal, but it's not didn't go through the process that turns it into cloth. So if it's written al aniyor v'al adiftero lo yotzo ad sheksuvo ashuris al hasef b'dyoy, it has to be written. These are the qualifications of kisvei kodesh, sefer Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, and so on. They have to be written al dyoy, with dyoy. They have to be written on cloth, and they have to be written b'ksav ashuris. Now we pointed out in the previous mishnah. Over here, state that you have to write b'ksav ashuris. Aha. So what about a Megillah that's for loyazois? where you're allowed to read it in English. So you're not reading it balpeh. You're not yoyse. It has to be basefer. So if it has to be basefer, evidently it has a shem sefer, even though it's written in another language. It's a ganze machloikis whether this means that you have to write it in Loshen HaKodesh with letters of Ashuris that spell out the words of the English language. Not so posher, because how are you going to write a jah? But the words of the Megillah, you're going to have to write out with letters in Ashuris in English or French or whatever it is. That's the way you'll be Yotze. Others hold no. Others hold that the halacha of Ashuris is the way to write Kisvei Kodesh and Loshen HaKodesh. Obviously, that's not the necessity when you're writing something in a different language. It's not a fundamental part of writing a sefer that has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. It could be written in English also. But when you're writing in Loshen HaKodesh, the writing which is considered writing in Loshen HaKodesh proper is Ksav Ashuris. Anything else is script. It's not the real Loshen HaKodesh. You didn't write in Loshen HaKodesh. That's the word. The Dioy, rather, the Gemara learns out of a Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, in Sefer Yirmiyah, Vani Koysev al HaSefer B'Dioy. We see that the definition of a Sefer is Dioy, and it also has to be written on Klaf. So the word Sefer means Klaf. The Tosafot brings all these horrors. Mishnah Gimel. Ben Ir Sheholach L'Krach, or Ben Krach Sheholach L'Ir. A Ben Ir is somebody whose place of residence is in a city. Chazal's terminology from Perek Aleph, we had that an ear means a place that is not surrounded by a wall. Shalach l'krach, he went to a place that's Mukav Chayma. So the shaila is, which Purim does he keep? Does he keep the 14th or the 15th? U ben krach, shalach l'ir. Ben krach that went to an ear. Now what are we talking about? We're talking about that he went 2 months before. The shaila is, if he's staying for the weekend, a ben ear that's staying in Yerushalayim, he's from Bnei Brak, and he's staying in Yerushalayim, or better said, he's from New York, and he's staying in Yerushalayim for the weekend. That avada, he's a ben krach. The Mefarshim say that the definition over here is that he was there at night. That's what we're talking about. He was there the night of Purim. So chayre, he's already, let's say, the ben krach that went to an ear. So he's in the ear. L'chayre shmi b'chuyiv in Yudalad. He's there at night. But he's planning on leaving before Amud HaShachar in the morning of the 14th. So there the din of the 14th is not chal on him, since he's planning on not being there. Even if he's planning on going back at midday, he becomes mechuyev already in the 14th. This is the famous halacha where bochrim, adults don't have koyach for this, but a lot of bochrim, or even families in Eretz Yisrael, they have one side, you want to spend Purim with both sides of the family. So you are in a mokum of Yudalit. You're there at night, you're there in the morning, you prava the Purim of 14th, then you head over, Motzi Purim, you head over, you don't even have to hear Megillah, you already heard Megillah on the 14th. So you go at night, late at night, to your relatives in Yerushalayim. When the morning comes, you're a ben krach, lo isa yoyim, lo yoyim echot. Similarly, you become a chuyv in the midst of Sayyam on the 15th. People do it. People chuyv in two Purims. Here we're talking about him. Osid laksalum koymoy, koyrekim koymoy. He's planning on leaving before the morning. So then koyrekim koymoy, he's only mechuyv where he's going to be. Then lav, if he's going to be there, so then he's that mokoyim for that day. So koyrekimoy. Gemara Grata doesn't say this misvar. The Gemara dashed it from a pasuk. The pasuk of Megillah says, Alkein ayudim haprozim. So the Pasuk says an extra word. Yehudim aprozim, or Yehudim that are residents of a mokum that's open, that's a pros. Hayoshvim bore, that are there. What do you mean they're there? If they lived there, they're there. No. Two things. Yehudim aprozim are residents. Even if you're not a resident, if you're a Yoshiv bore aprozis, for that day of Purim, it's calling you the din of bore apros. And you make the 14th. So the Gemara learns that out. By the way, we'll just point out, it's an important point, is that the halachah, the mavur, and the mishnah, legabi mikra megillah, is true legabi all the mitzvayim, like we said about families. You want to be mechuyev mishleach manas, there's some people that like to be mechuyev ad loyoda twice. So you can go from the 14th to the 15th, you become mechuyev there. Then the mishnah says another halachah. U'mehechen koyo odom is ha-megillah v'yoytzebo yidei choy vosoy. The beginning of the Megillah is an interesting discussion which
You wouldn't know about it if you wouldn't learn this Mishnah. We read the Megillah, we read Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh until the end. The Mishnah over here brings up the possibility. You don't have to reach all the way from the beginning. Because the beginning of the Megillah is not the story of the Nes. Where does it start? Really, it starts from Ish Yehudi, which is why we lane it. The whole Tzibur lanes from Ish Yehudi. That's the beginning of the story of Mordechai the Esther. So the Mishnah says, Remei Mekula, the whole Megillah is the story. We'll add a Nakuda. Remei holds that from the beginning of the story, even though it was years before, if you look at the Gemara and you look at the history, the Maisa with Achashverosh, with the party, with Vashti, was years and years before the Gzeres, 6-7 years before the Gzeres. The whole story took place over a number of years. The whole thing went into the Hashgacha Pratis. The Gemara doesn't say it just like that. The Gemara darshens it. The Shaila is, the Pasuk says, V'tichtev Esther Malka Basavichah Mordechai Yehudi is Kol Toikif. What does it mean, Kol Toikif? Toikif means the whole Koyach. The Toikif of what? The Torah of the Achashverosh? So Vahi Bamei Achashverosh. But maybe not. Maybe the Toikif is the Toikif of Mordechai, the power, the Shaloi B'derech HaTevedika rise to power of Mordechai and Esther. That starts by Yishuhudi. That's the discussion over here. Ramea says, cool, you have to read the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yishuhudi. Rabbi Yosi, here's an in-between position. It's interesting, because this is not the beginning of Mordechai. It's not the beginning of Achashverosh's reign. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of Haman, and this is consistent with what we said before. K'soiv zoyz ba'sefer, that the Megillah's Esther is really a madura basra of Melchemes Amalek that was written then. By the beginning of Klal Yisrael's history, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Yeshua, Sim Bozne Yeshua, Ksoiv Zoiz Basefer. There's a Sefer that writes up Melchemes Amalek. So the whole Sefer of the Megillah is the story of Melchemes Amalek. So the Toikif that we're talking about over here is the Toikif of Haman. It's the Melchama against Amalek.